Unit 2. Listening Focus. Activities 2 and 3. 1.
I really related to the ideas on certain personality types in the book. I found it quite reassuring. Before I read this, I just thought I was weird because I didn't enjoy meeting new people or going to parties. I didn't realise I was an introvert, and that there was absolutely nothing wrong with that at all.
Of course there isn't. In fact, I actually prefer introverts to extroverts. Extroverts are so attention-seeking and are only really interested in themselves. Introverts are much nicer people. Reading this book confirmed that for me.
Well, the ideas were great, but sometimes I found reading it a bit of a slog. Especially all those long descriptions of studies on the brain and how that accounts for the way we behave. I found it all a bit boring, to be honest. A quick summary would have been enough. And anyway, some of the results seem to come to opposite conclusions.
Yeah, I'm always quite sceptical about that kind of thing. Most of those case studies are probably unreliable, so not worth devoting so many pages to them. It's a pity, because she's good at making complicated scientific information quite accessible, which is a real achievement.
2.
I'm not saying people shouldn't use social networking sites. It's just the online relationships with casual acquaintances I have a problem with. I mean, everyone presents a certain cultivated image of themselves online, which isn't always totally accurate. You know, the way people might admit to having a bad day in private, even if they'd never do so publicly online.
Exactly. And you can't blame them for that. I wouldn't dream of mentioning any of my insecurities online. The problem is that if all you see of someone is endless photos of parties and exciting holidays, it can be a bit annoying. It's the same as reading about celebrity lifestyles. All you see is a carefully edited version of their lives, which gives a totally false picture.
Absolutely. What gets me is people who insist on going on and on about their perfect life when they know you're going through a bad time.
Well, I suppose no one has to read anything they find boring or upsetting.
Oh, but we just can't resist. Everyone, including me, is so obsessed about staying in contact. I know I'd hate not to know what people are up to more than I hate all their shameless self-promotion.
3.
I decided to see what it would be like to stay offline for a month with no internet access at all, because I thought I was becoming too dependent on the internet.
Yeah, that was my motivation too. And how did you feel after the first week?
Well, I was finding it easier to distract myself with other activities, like phoning older relatives and reading. The problem was not that I was waiting to hear from anyone in particular. Rather, the feeling of being connected and available to the world. It was weird, almost like being invisible. I expect you'd get used to it eventually, though, but I think it's something everyone should consider trying.
Yes. Actually, I'd recommend it because it made me realise how easy it is to waste time doing basically nothing. So now I limit my internet time to an hour each day. I've had to learn to be strict with myself because I do really enjoy chatting online. It's interesting because I've still managed to maintain the online relationships I care about without having to feel I need to be available to chat 24/7.